A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KS on News Radio. Janetta Williams is with me, president of the Salt Lake branch of the NAACP and NAACP Tri-State Conference of Idaho, Nevada, and Utah. Molly Miller is here, the founder of Miller Media and Communications. And Linda Iyer is with me, author and speaker and columnist extraordinaire. And I want to talk a little bit about one of the things that I know they're talking about at the legislature this week is reducing taxes. They have extra money. Now, that's a good problem to have. And they're talking about a couple of different ways to do it. Should we reduce the income tax? Should we take the tax off food? You know, you'd mentioned that before, Molly, that that was one of the ways, one of the things that they had done before and then decided against it, I guess, to reverse that decision. But here's my question. What do you think the best way is to help the people of Utah? We have extra money, Linda. What would you do with that extra money if it was yours? Would you take the tax off food or give a tax break or would you fund more programs? What would you do?
Yes, I would take the tax off food. I think it's such a great idea. We lived in Boston for 2 or 3 years and I shopped all the time and I was just a kid. I mean, we had our first little baby and when I came back to Utah, I thought, wait, there's tax on this food, on food? Because we never had to pay for food, tax on food. I just think that is across the board. Everybody eats and everybody needs it. And you can say, well, yeah, but then the rich people, you know, if you did income tax, it would be different. But I just think it would be so good. We're working with some people downtown right now that just desperately need every penny they can get and to not have to pay tax on food. I just think it makes a lot of sense.
I think it would, and especially with inflation right now, well, you'd feel that immediately on your grocery bill, wouldn't you? With food going up, I mean, eggs and bacon and milk and everything going up, to have that instant no tax on your grocery bill would be so, anyway.
No, I totally agree as well, because I think that we should eliminate tax on food. Like Linda said, everybody eats, everybody gets groceries, so let's eliminate that. Right now we're in a surplus because we do have tax on food and, you know, Utah, they can do something else with, you know, making up what that tax money would go for, because there's, I think like 37 states that don't have the food tax. I think that's what I had read somewhere.
Yeah. Our economy is booming. I mean, we're just booming right now.
Exactly. And so I know when Governor John Husband, when he was going to run for office before, that's one of the things that he had said, let's do away with tax on food.
Yeah. Molly, what do you think?
I think getting rid of the tax on food is a no-brainer, certainly. And I think that it's kind of, we have this surplus, and yet we're 51st in the nation in per pupil spending for education. Like, that's an abomination. Got the surplus? Let's pour it into our schools. What's the problem there? Like, it's just shocking to me. And it really just kind of, again, if they're not putting value on education funding, what are they trying to, why are they trying to hold us down? I feel like it's, I'm not like a conspiracy theorist or anything, but I feel like it just all plugs in together and putting their money where their mouths are. Literally, in this case, fund more education, remove that food tax, make it easier for people to pay for basic survival needs. I'm fully in support of removing that food tax, and I think that surplus should go toward education.
The time is nearly gone. Would you tell me what you're focusing on right now, Linda? Are you writing, speaking, writing columns? What are you doing right now?
Well, after a lifetime of talking about parenting, we've moved on to grandparenting. And so we're doing a lot of, Richard and I have both written books for grandparents. I did one for grandmothers. He did one for grandfathers. And, but now we're speaking a lot to grandparents because it's the new horizon. I mean, years ago, parenting wasn't even a word and there was no information. And now there's so much about parenting, but there's not very much about grandparenting. So we are moving on and it's so fun. Really important input to the children's lives.
That's wonderful. And you and Richard are just the perfect people to do that. How many grandchildren do you have, may I ask?
Oh my gosh, we're so lucky. We have 34.
Oh, are they amazing?
It's really great. 9 children and number 34 just arrived. And it's been such a wonderful journey. They're such great.
I love your family. Janetta, what are you working on right now?
I am working on some legislative issues. One of the ones just from yesterday that was made the news was the abolishment of the death penalty. So I'm going to be working with Representative Snow, Laurie, on that one, Laurie Snow. Wow. And then I'm going to be working on the no-knock legislation again and a lot of police reform bills. Last year, we worked with a lot of law enforcement. We had a whole group together. That's why we were able to get so many passed, because we worked together. And we're going to be doing that again this year. So a lot of legislative issues. And it's going to be a busy whole time for me as well.
May the force be with you, Janetta.
And I'm also working on the clean slate. So we have the clean slate that I've been working with Noella on that one. And I'm working also to do the same thing that we've done here in Utah, to do the same thing in Idaho and in Nevada. And so that's one of the things that we're going to be doing there too. And another one is changing, you know, how I did the one here bill here with the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. when it used to be called human rights. Well, in Idaho, people don't know that, but they have the same thing, same issue. So I'm going to be working on getting that changed as well.
That's great. Great, Molly.
How do I follow that? I started my business to lift up and support community growing and women-led businesses. So as I've kind of evolved, I am really now only focusing on the Park City Education Foundation here, which is an amazing foundation. They try to uplift and support the students here in Park City. I'm really passionate about it. They do incredible work, and I'm really focusing on that these days.
Oh, and they are lucky to have you, Molly. So lucky to have you. Ladies, thank you. Thank you for your time today. And please come back and see me again.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
Good seeing you.
It's always so good to be here, Amanda. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.